Today, University of Oklahoma President David Boren expelled two students and SAE frat members identified as leading the singing of a racist song. The president said they created a hostile environment with threatening racist behavior, not just in their act, but through social media. And the president said an investigation into other students is continuing. And another video has surfaced, this one showing the now-banned frat house's 78-year-old house mother cheerfully using the N-word in 2013. All the SAE members have been ordered to move out of the frat by midnight tonight because of the first video, which showed them singing a song about not allowing N-words into their fraternity, but rather hanging them from trees. The school's fabled football players, the Sooners, protested rather than practicing yesterday, and linebacker Eric Stryker put out a profanity-laced video of his own, blasting the white SAE members he said once said they loved him. Later, Stryker said this.
I'm not apologizing about how I feel. I'm hurt. My heart is hurting, but I do apologize for the curse words.
Russell Bouye is a grad student at the University of Oklahoma. He's an advisor to Unheard, the African-American student group on campus that first unearthed the SAE video. So, Russell, what's it like there today?
Things are getting better. I can say that things are still a bit uncomfortable because issues of race are never easy things to talk about.
And it sounds as if things are getting a little ugly with SAE members saying they've had some death threats. But, of course, you have black students on campus who heard them sing about lynchings.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are some of the conversations? What are some of the feelings?
Well, of course, we are deeply disturbed and disgusted by this. But it's definitely something that isn't surprising because we still live in a world, in a racial America.
Well, how do you think that this is going to impact your school, though? You say, you know, it's a racist America, but the spotlight right now is on the University of Oklahoma. We understand a top high school football recruit decommitted from the school after seeing the video. What are your thoughts about what it might mean for the school's reputation?
I think this definitely does play into the reputation of the University of Oklahoma, but it definitely is an isolated incident within the university. So I wouldn't want our brand to be tarnished over this incident because of a small group. You know, they say one, you know, the whole thing about one apple can spoil the bunch. And that's what we do not want. We do not want people to think that, you know, the University of Oklahoma stands for this. I mean, our president eagerly made a press conference available yesterday, and he told about how the situation would be dealt with the students.
Your president, David Boren, has been very vocal. He wore tape across his mouth, as students did at the protests. By the way, what does that signify?
That signifies, well, Unheard is a movement, and it started earlier this semester with a group of African-American students wanting to advocate for a change on its campus in terms of African-American students and other marginalized populations on campus. So in January, the group assembled and they hosted a rally. They developed a letter, an 11-page letter with seven different grievances, and submitted it to the president's office. And so we marched across campus with tape across our mouths with Unheard on it, because for so long students have been feeling as if they have been unheard on campus.
Well, now, how do you square that? So this has been going on. So how do you square that with, you know, your sentiments that this is an isolated incident? Other students are saying it's not, that it's Greek-wide. What were some of the complaints of the black students then in January?
Well, some of the things that are listed in the letter is about retention of African-American faculty members outside of the African-American Studies Department, equitable student funding. I can say it is isolated in terms that it's been the most overt. Well, in terms of that, rather, because there have been a lot of different covert things and things such as microaggressions. And so we've been working with the university administration, and so they've been helping address those situations.
Yeah. You mentioned microaggressions. What do you mean?
Microaggressions, an example of a microaggression maybe to an African-American, oh, well, can I touch your hair? Unintentional. They're more so unintentional, maybe racial or cultural things that happen over and over and build up. We refer to sometimes as a death by a thousand cuts, because one time it may not have had much of an effect to you, but over an accumulation of time, and the same thing continues to happen and happen and happen, it builds up. And so that's what microaggressions are.
To those little cuts, as you say, the group Unheard is asking for diversity training. I guess just, you know, we've heard anger, we've heard frustration, but we started off with Eric Stryker saying, "My heart hurts." Is this, talk about the hurtful part of this, of seeing that video from fellow students.
It is definitely hurtful because you would think, you know, in the year of 2015 that incidents like this would not occur because of the progress that we've made. And so it's just that reminder of, wow, we may not have come as far as we thought that we have. And so I think that's the part that's really hurtful, specifically because we're all students. So we see these individuals on a daily basis. Like, we have relationships with them, like personal relationships with them. And so just to see something like that happen and something like that transpire, that is the hurtful part. But also, just from my perspective, this was not, after looking at the video that happened, this was not something that just occurred that time. It might have been the first time it was caught on tape and released to the public.
Hmm. They'd sung that song before. Russell Bouye, a grad student at the University of Oklahoma and advisor to UNHEARD, the African-American student group on campus. Russell, thank you.
Thank you.